was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string and makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark.
Yeah, there's gonna soon be peace, all right. This is the Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacabara Stewart. Tonight we have a special episode. I know Lori Anderson and I, we were talking about continuing on some things tonight, but something came up, and we have a very special episode for you tonight, and somebody coming back that we know our listeners love to hear. Lori, Texas 101, will be guest hosting tonight. I'm going to sit back again, and I'm going to really enjoy listening to Ken Dost. Ken Dost has brought us some powerful information, and he has more information to share with all of you guys tonight. So I'm going to take a step back and give this over to Lori and Ken. Lori, take it away.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very good, Lori. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. One of the things I want to let the listeners know is we've got a lot of information to give, and we're going to hold back callers so that we can get this information out with it being in a concise, precise manner that people can understand that listen at a later time. Okay. So, Ken, the first thing that we were going to talk about was the certificate of live birth. Let's just get right into it and what all you guys have discovered.
Okay, well, let's give a summation of the things that we're going to talk about tonight so that we can kind of go in order here. A couple of documents. First of all, yes, the certificate of live birth. Second of all, the W-9. Third, the borrower's borrower's certification and authorization form. And lastly, but very mostly important, the most important, is the MERS, Nations Bank, Security Credit Agreement. So those are the four, I think it's four, is that four documents? Yeah, four documents that I'd like to talk about this evening.
Perfect. Well, let's jump into it and get going on the certificate of live birth and get this information out, because I know you guys have discovered a lot of things. I can't keep up this week on everything that you guys have discovered.
It's come fast and furious, and I think that, first off, let me say that there's a lot of information that's being put out there. And there's a lot of good intentions out there, a lot of very good intentions. A lot of people have worked their asses off for years on this stuff and done some remarkable research. I think we're at a point now, though, where we have to kind of consolidate and get ourselves on the same page here, because I think that a lot of people are, I don't mean this in a bad way, but kind of are living in the past to some degree and going too much and dredging up too much past history when, in fact, the answers, I believe, and I think that your listeners will believe as well, once this is laid out, that we're missing some very obvious and very crucial points, and that has to do with intellectual property and intellectual property law. And that's what I bring here tonight to talk about, is the fact that, hey, there may be some very easy fixes to this that are just by the operation of law underneath intellectual properties. And so my goal, I guess, if I have one this evening, which I do, is to kind of bring together people on the same page and say, come on, let's kind of work together. I mean, I get tired of I appreciate the scripture, I appreciate the biblical passages, I appreciate all of that, but that's not the answer here. The answer here needs the mechanism, and there are mechanisms here, I believe, and I strongly, strongly believe that these mechanisms can get us out of this and turn this around very, very quickly. So that being said,
and I'm guilty of that too. So that being said, I'm one of those people that I follow certain things, and this is putting it in a realistic viewpoint where anybody can deal with it, and that's the key thing of why I like working with you.
Yes, and you know, I realize that a lot of this stuff, that I have a lot of people have followed me, a lot of people that I am very proud of, actually, who have gone through the path of trying to learn this stuff, because it is complex. But I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible, and I'm going to bring it down to documents that we can actually use to get us to the point where we need to go, which is redemption, remedy, reversion, whatever you want to call it. Is what we're talking about here this evening. Certificate of live birth. Let's talk about that for a minute. Certificate of live birth. Now, what I am surmising here, and what I see, and what I'm guessing at here, and what I've also found is that the certificate of live birth is a very interesting character. A lot of people think that's kept with the Department of Vital Statistics, and that's not true. The actual holder of that certificate of live birth is the underagency to the Department of Commerce, which is the U.S. Census Bureau. That's where these puppies are held, and that's where all the information is. So, yes, the Census Bureau is the culprit here, but, of course, it's the Department of Commerce. So it's not the Vital Statistics. Now, my point is what we want to do here is we want to push the first domino. I think everybody's heard the expression, at least I hope they heard the expression, self-correcting record. So what we want to do here is we want to find what those hub points are, and we want to push that first domino. Because once we push that first domino, what happens? We have a self-correcting record, right? And that's the goal here. So in terms of the certificate of live birth, what I believe needs to be done, and I have very strong suspicions that this is very true, and I know it is very true because I know of a person, a friend of mine, who did some posting today that confirmed that this is true. Actually, I won't mention his name because I don't think he wants me to. But I think what we need to do is we need to take our authenticated birth certificates and we need to mail them back. We need to return them to the Department of Vital Statistics, and I would say more succinctly to the Department of Commerce and their underagency of the U.S. Census Bureau, because corrections, you know, we talk about a lot about name change. A lot of people are saying that we need to get a legal name change. I don't subscribe to that. I don't think we need to do that. Why would we want to get a legal? Why would we want to change our name when it is really a correction that needs to be done? I mean, my parents, and I was adopted, but my parents, you know, they named me Kenneth William Dost, all capital name, all capital words, letters. They named me Kenneth William Dost, lowercase, right? So what we're looking at here is a correction, not a legal name change. It's a correction to the record. So what you have now is these birth certificates, they represent our debt. That's our debtor. That's our debtor certificate, essentially. So what we want to do is we want to kill that certificate off. And okay,
that's
how do you
why
do that?
That's why, excuse me. One of the things that is troubling me on the paperwork you get back from the State Department. It says entitled to the full faith and credit. That's showing that you're a debtor.
Yes, but here's where we got them, though. Here's where we got them. Now, think about this for a second. If we're now, I put together a 9-page document here, and I've posted it on Facebook, and I'll repost it again. That is an abatement. And what is an abatement? Abatement is essentially a correction. Now, I haven't heard, in all the years I've been going through this, I haven't heard anybody use the word abatement. And abatement is a very curious word to me because I see it quite a bit in patents, especially by Bank of America. I see a lot of the use of that word abatement. And so the abatement is what we want to do is we want to do an abatement to the certificate of live birth that corrects the record. Now, lawfully speaking, and this goes to I think I'm a paper here. This goes to applications, elements of style. It goes to U.S. government style. It goes to grammar and punctuation and capitalization. I mean, the list goes on and on. That shows that these certificate of live births, that there's misnomers there. It's a misnomer by taking a lowercase name and making it in an all caps version. That is a misnomer. It's unlawful. So they have to correct. So what you're doing is you're sending the certificate back to have it abated, to have it corrected, to have that record corrected. And you have every right to do that because it is unlawful. Now, think for a second. We've gone through, and we've gotten these authenticated birth certificates, right? What have we proven? What have we shown? When we've gotten our certificate of live birth, when I got mine verified by the Secretary of State of the state of Ohio, and of course, they're verifying the signature of the person who signed that certificate of live birth. But what have we done here by doing this? We have authenticated that signature. We've authenticated that certificate is tied to our living person. And how do we know that? We know that by going to the 2016 definition the legal definition of Merriam-Webster Dictionary of Law that defines a certificate as a document containing a certified statement, especially as to the truth of something, a document certifying that a person has fulfilled the requirements or may practice in a specialized field, a teaching certificate. B, or two, certification. The signature constitutes a certificate, and here's the important part, that the attorney or party has read the document. So does that mean to tell us that the person that executed that verification or authentication of our certified birth record, therefore authenticated and created that certificate of live birth? Interesting question. That brings up power of attorney. And three, a document that is proof of ownership or indebtedness, stock certificates and gold certificates. So that definition alone tells us a lot of information, doesn't it?
Right.
Especially the gold certificate part.
Hmm.
So what you have now, huh?
They took all the gold from the people of this country.
I think the most interesting part about I said the most important word in the first definition, the first part of the legal definition of certificate. I forgot to mention two very important words: a document containing a certified statement, especially as to the truth of something, i.e., birth certificate. So the definition B part of that definition is saying that birth certificate or that original birth record was verified by an attorney, and that birth certificate is a proof of ownership or indebtedness, either or, right? Stock certificates,
right.
Gold certificates. So what does that tell us now? That tells us that we've got an attorney, again, power of attorney, that has verified our birth record. So we've got authenticated birth certificates now from the state. We've got our authenticated birth certificate from John Kerry. So what have we shown now? We've shown that that the record's been verified, but we've also got an admission as evidence, an admission by the Secretary of State of our state we were born in and Secretary of State John Kerry to an unlawful act. Think about that.
Absolutely.
Think about that for a minute. That's very important. That's real important. So what happens now, if we take these certificates, because here's the problem. The, problem is we've got a public personality out there, and that public personality is our all caps name, right? That's our public personality. So what we've got to do, and what are we trying to do here? What are we? We're trying to put ourselves, validate our life, put ourselves, validate and give proof of life. Well, what better way to give proof of life than to kill off the all caps name? Well, how would we do that? Well, if we send back the certificate with a letter of abatement and with the affidavit and lawful statements to show that they're committing unlawful acts and that it has to be corrected by lawful means, common law means, and we send that certificate back to them and they correct it, what happens to that? What happens to the all caps name? What happens to the certificate? It disappears. It goes away. Why? Because it's sealed in the records, and once it's sealed, it's taken out of public consumption. It's taken out of the public view. So what happens then? So now what have you done? By getting your certificate, by returning that certificate, you've essentially killed off your straw man, your public personality of a straw man, and what's left over? Your living person, your living man, living woman on the land.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. This is not civilly dead. This is just killing off the person of the certificate, abating the certificate. That's
but see,
the
what
difference.
You're doing is you're tipping the first domino, because you know who does the, and this is what I found out very interesting. You know who does, you know who actually does the corrections to the birth certificates? It's not the vital statistics. It's not the State Department of Human Health and Services. It's a special envoy, a special advisor to the U.S. Census Bureau that is responsible for making corrections to birth certificates. That's associated with the Department of Commerce. So what you have now is you've tipped the first domino. Once they correct that record, once that birth certificate, that all caps name has been killed by abatement, then it no longer exists. If it no longer exists, what's left over? You're living man, you're living woman.
And this is totally different because we do know in the people that have studied this area, a couple of people have declared themselves civilly dead. And when you do that in the eyes of law, you're killing the man as well. By abatement, you're just killing off the person and not the body of the living man. Then.
Right. You're
that's a little bit different.
You're correcting the record.
Right.
Now I know that as I said it earlier, I saw a posting from a friend of mine who verified that this is true, because he posted some interesting points about the state of Ohio. As a matter of fact, that he got confirmation that the certificate of live birth and certificate of birth are merged, and they're no longer in the record anymore. And that there's a new account number issued, and it's a DTC account. So we know that that's what we have to do. What we have to do is we have to return that certificate. That certificate has to be returned. And the beautiful part about this is, like I said earlier, if you've got them authenticated, then what you've got, now you've got the government, the state government and the federal government admitting to an unlawful act, and they've authenticated that unlawful act. Think about that for a minute, how powerful that is.
Yeah. And that's part of your remedy right there.
That's part of your remedy right there. So that's the first point to talk about. Second point to talk about is the W-9 form. When we went in and signed these mortgage loans, what they did is they stood before us a W-9 form. And that W-9 form was told as being a verification of our Social Security number. Well, that's bull. That's not what it's for. What it was for was to relinquish all our rights to everything. And if you pull up, you go to IRS and you pull up the W-9, the instructions part of this thing.
Right.
Then what you find out is you find out what you really signed. And what you really signed, what you gave away to different various requesters, was you created all kinds of accounts for yourself that you never even knew about, that you were allowing third-party bankers and brokers to create. You allowed them to create a sole proprietorship, a single LLC. You allowed them, through this form, to form a valid estate, a pension trust. You allowed them to form a corporate LLC, an association, a club, religious charitable organizations, a partnership, multi-membership LLCs.
And Ken, we're coming up on the first break.
We will be right back, folks, after a few words from our sponsors on Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Ken Doze.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Mother of the Blue Richfield, my sails, close the sea of tears. With no provisions, but in no place.
Welcome back, folks. Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lactabara Stewart. We're joined tonight by Lorianne Carpenter, Texas 101. And we have a special guest on tonight, Ken Doze. Folks, I know that you guys have been pretty much burning up my email asking for more content from Ken, and here he is. It's a pleasure to have him with us. Ken, Lori, go ahead and take over the floor.
And Ken, you want to continue where you left off?
Well, yeah, on the W-9 form. Everything stems from documents. Let me digress for a minute and try to get everybody to understand. I think a lot of people already are understanding this, that we know that we have no court of law. The court of law is actually an administrative statutes and codes that they're kind of pulling into a kangaroo court to give us the impression that there is actually an at-law side or a justice side in a courtroom. We know that that's, I think most people finally have realized that, no, that's not the fact at all. I mean, it's the kangaroo court. The court is rigged, and the court is... There's no reason for any of us to be going to court, or for any reason, or none of us to be hauled into court by a foreclosure mill attorney without exercising our administrative processes, without exhausting our administrative processes. So really, there is no reason for any of us to even go to court because we were denied our equal protection, we were denied our First Amendment rights, and we were denied our due process rights to exercise and exhaust all our administrative processes. And at the end of the day, that's what all of this comes down to. At the end of the day, what we're dealing with here is we're dealing with administrative presumption. And in order to beat these guys, two ways to beat these guys, well, there's a few ways to beat them, I think. I think there's three or four ways to beat these guys now that are starting to become very, very clear. And none of them are on the at-law side. I think that anybody who is defending foreclosure at this point in time needs to challenge subject matter jurisdiction and get the hell out of the at-law side and get into the administrative side. And that means filing rebuttals. What we've got to do here, because everything is administrative, we've got all kinds of different codes here. We've got, and of course, they're all instituted by our wonderful friends over at the Bar Attorneys, Bar Association, the wonderful scum that they are, treasonous people that they are. We've got multitudes of uniform acts. We've got uniform simultaneous death act. We've got uniform transfer to minors act. We've got uniform business model entities act. We've got uniform corporate entities act. We've got uniform access to digital assets act. We've got all these various acts that are codes and statutes that have been instituted and that we don't have to abide by in their court of law by, one, validating our life. But aside from that, we have no rights, no reason, no standing to even go into court against these people because we don't have the standing. We don't have the standing. They can't see or recognize us. And at the same time, these judges and these courts are rigged so that they can process us administratively with the appearance that it is the judicial process, but behind our backs, what they're doing is they're finding us financially incapacitated so that they can get us, because we're doing it, we're the ones that are doing it, we just don't know it, to get us to abandon our estates. And so everything that we've done here, we've done to ourselves. Now, that's kind of that in itself is kind of a misnomer because, of course, none of us know that we have done any of this stuff to us ourselves. But we have. And it all stems from various forms that we have signed that we're not given full disclosure on, and that goes to this W-9 form. This W-9 form, when we signed that W-9 form, we gave the house away. Not the house, we gave everything away. Not just the house, we gave the property, we gave everything away into these brokers' hands, into bankers' hands, into financial services' hands, and into attorneys' hands. And so what we've got to do is we've got to get off the at-law side, number one. We got to recognize that these are administrative processes, and we got to start rebutting the hell out of things. Okay, now the question is, because I could sit here and I can think of, oh my God, we could be rebutting to the cows come home, and still keep on rebutting. And you know, a general rebuttal into the county record is a good start, is a very good start. But wouldn't it be better to have a rebuttal that hits right at the hub, that we can kill it?
That would be a good thing, to have a rebuttal that hits right at the hub. I'm sorry to have to make you pause again. Weird break times. We will be right back, folks, after a few words from our sponsors. Ken Dost on Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Ken Dost, Lori Ann Carpenter, Texas 101. And Ken Dost, proceed.
You ready, Ken? More on this W-9.
Well, I got a question. The W-9, I think we're W-9 for now. We'll come back to that in a little bit. Let me ask for more on that in a little bit to tie it in. Let me ask you a question now. What is MERS? What do you think? Tell me what MERS is.
The Mortgage Electronic Registration Service. Yes. It was supposed to be set up to transfer the mortgages to these banks where they, my understanding, packaged them and sold them out to other banks.
Okay, wrong. MERS is you and me.
Ooh,
MERS is you and me. MERS is our agent. That's what MERS is. MERS does not owe the counties millions of dollars in recording fees because MERS doesn't deal with real property. MERS is dealing with intellectual properties. They're dealing with patents, copyrights, and trademarks. MERS is our agent that is us. We were lured into executing these Fannie and Freddie documents, and you'll hear me refer to them as Fannie and Freddie's standard uniform instrument because that's what they are. It's a standard document that was created in 1975 by Richard Nixon because what was happening was too many people were getting ripped off and getting into contracts that they didn't understand terms and conditions to and were getting screwed. And because the housing industry was the staple of the health of the United States economy, it was felt that there had to be some kind of control put on it so that there was a standardized contract so that consumers wouldn't kept getting ripped off and getting in contracts that they couldn't negotiate on terms, and they didn't know how to negotiate on terms. So what happened was, by mandate, this Fannie and Freddie standard uniform instrument was created with covenants, both non-uniform and uniform, that were ingrained within state codes so that everybody understood what these agreements were, that there were no hidden terms, no concealed terms, nothing. So everything was locked within the four corners of the Fannie and Freddie standard uniform instrument. Well, that remained the case until this little entity, this little functional utility of Fannie and Freddie, as most of us were given disclosure of, was incorporated into the Fannie and Freddie document back in 1998. It might have even been as soon as 1996, but I believe it was 1998. And I don't know of anybody who I know of who ever heard the name MERS even dropped until they sat down at the closing room table. And when they asked about it, what happened was you just got a, I very clearly remember getting a very nonchalant, oh, that's just a utility function of Fannie and Freddie to track mortgages. Okay, fine, no big deal. You know, it sounds very benign, but that's not what it is at all. What it is, what Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc. is when we nominated them for, in my case, own it, as the mortgagee, the beneficiary. That's not what we were doing at all. What we did was we signed a proxy agreement that was intentionally concealed from us, that is between Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc., and Nations Bank. This is the smoking gun, people. This is the smoking gun. This is the worst, this is the most blatant crime in history. It is a human trafficking of massive proportions. It is a violation of our human rights. It is the most blatant document that has ever been written, because this is a slavery agreement that we signed that we did not know about, that was connected to the Fannie and Freddie document that jumps out of the four corners. Now keep in mind, Fannie and Freddie document was supposed to be a four-corner document. It's recognized by judges and courts as a four-corner document because nobody questions MERS. So what happened was when all these foreclosures came about, what did we do? We went into court and we said, oh, well, MERS, there's no assignments being made. There's no chain of title or anything like that. That's the wrong argument. The right argument to that would have been, well, of course there's no chain of title. Of course there's no assignments. Because there doesn't have to be, because we're not dealing with real property. We're dealing with a trademark, which assigns completely and totally different than a real property transaction. With a trademark, you have to record a trademark. All mortgages, all conveyances, all assignments, all transfers, everything is recorded through the United States Patent and Trademarks Office. That's why you don't see anything down at the county, because they don't have to record any of that stuff. So now you got a problem here. You've got.
Can I ask a question real quick, Ken?
Sure.
When you're switching over from real property to the trademarks to the patents, how did that flip happen? Because I'm not following. This is where I kind of got lost this week.
Okay. When?
So we went in, we signed this W-9, and when we signed this W-9, what did we sign up to?
Let's put aside the W-9 for a second. Let's put aside the W-9 for a second. That's just kind of a separate issue.
Okay.
Well, it isn't, but it is. But I mean, let's put that aside for now. Just speak in terms of MERS.
Okay. So when we went in and they told us about MERS,
they didn't disclose to us that MERS was a United States registered service mark. And that means that they did not disclose to us. You know when you pick up a can of Coca-Cola and you see that little circle R?
Right. It's trademark. Yeah. Right.
That's a trademark, yes. That's a dead giveaway that you're dealing with a service mark or a trademark good, and that you're dealing with totally different rules, and you're dealing with a product that... So keep in mind how trademarks came about for two reasons. One, they came about to protect the manufacturers of goods from infringement. That's number one. The primary reason, though, why trademarks was created was so that consumers can source the goods that they're purchasing. And so by MERS not disclosing that they were a registered trademark, they denied us the right to source the product, to source what the hell MERS actually was and is. They concealed that from us. And it's real odd because on the consumer side, you don't see a circle R represented anywhere, but you go on to the commercial side or into the bank side, into any of the servicing side, you see MERS, you'll see circle R's all over the place. So what they've done is they have privatized, if you will, trademarks, and they privatized a system that was designed to protect consumers. They used it to harm us. To irreparably harm us, to steal from us. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that's a big issue. That's a huge, huge issue. Because what we have now is we signed an agreement for a service mark, essentially, which is more than a service mark, because it's us. What we did, and what I mean by us, is we allowed ourselves to become an accommodating party to federal public money, and we did it through this MERS agreement. Now let me talk about what the MERS agreement is. This agreement that I'm talking about is between MERS and Nations Bank. It's a credit security agreement, and it's publicly accessible. Anybody can access it. It's just that nobody was ever disclosed of it. We were never given any disclosure of it. And where is it located? It's located on the trademark side of the United States Patent and Trademarks Office underneath the MERS registered trademark that we were never given disclosure of. And in this agreement, the Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc., the same Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc. that is represented within the Fannie and Freddie Standard Uniform Instrument, that says it's a Delaware corporation, which it says in our Fannie, which it also says in our Fannie and Freddie document. But here's the big thing, and there's a lot of big things here, but here's the biggest thing of all. The biggest thing of all was that we were never given any notice of this. We were never given any disclosure of this. And we were never given notice that MERS and this concealed agreement is to be governed by the laws of the Commonwealth of the State of Virginia. That is huge. Right there, that is the linchpin to everything that we are dealing with. Because the courts, we talk about the courts being crooked. We talk about the courts not caring. We talk about the courts being on the take. This is exactly why they're on the take. And let me read something to you. Let me read something about Commonwealth of Virginia. Originally, the Commonwealth of Virginia had no maritime jurisdiction, and this was conferred to the federal government in the Constitution of 1787. Over the years, however, Virginia retained concurrent jurisdiction over territory, which had otherwise been properly ceded to the United States, where both the Commonwealth and the federal government have enacted legislation over a particular subject matter, Virginia courts take cognizance of the matter. This is done in a vice admiralty capacity and has given rise to the current one form of action which has abrogated the state citizens' access to due process in the course of the common law.
Right there.
The important link to the Commonwealth of Virginia is public money, all of which is hypothecated on the credit of the United States. Only departments and agencies of the United States government and instrumentalities of the United States, including District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, and the Northern Mariana Islands, and officers and employees of these governments are entitled to receive and use public money. What does that tell you? That tells you that we are furnishing the courts, the county governments, the state governments with their pensions, and all of these monies and payouts is being spurred off of federal public money, which is underneath the Commonwealth of the State of Virginia, which we never agreed to because we never were given disclosure of this, ever.
Wow.
This is a huge, huge thing. So when you talk about citizenship, when you talk about all these things that are going on, it comes down to this contract. It comes down to this contract. This contract made us an accommodating party. Virginia is an accommodating party. The Commonwealth of Virginia is an accommodating party to federal public money. So what we've done is we've made ourselves, they made us, by uninformed consent, an employee of the federal government and susceptible of, and part of federal public money. So that's why we're getting raped time and time again. That's why they're hypothecating everything and rehypothecating everything, is because of the Commonwealth of the laws of the state of Virginia. This is huge. It's absolutely huge. Do you see it? You understand what I'm talking about?
Makes perfect sense.
Lori?
Yes, I actually see it, and you've actually confirmed what a lot of people have said for years, and you actually found it. You found exactly where it is. It makes us the employees.
What he did was he found a way for us to challenge something that has been unchallengeable for a very long time. The only other way around this was Ken, you know what research I've done on the 14th Amendment. Well, you found a way around the 14th Amendment. The one thing about that proved that we were basically employees of the state and so on and so forth. But Congress had made that unquestionable. You have found the way and the means around that, completely divorcing us from needing to approach it from that angle.
Yes. What we can do now. Now let's cut to the chase in, and we'll fill in, and then we'll come back and fill it in. Okay, what we can do now is, let me just talk real, just a couple paragraphs fast, and then we'll go through and fill in the blanks and draw and give it further explanation. But remember what we talked about on many times on this show before, is that what they lured us into executing was a copyright. And by our putting our signature on that copyright, we create the most basic form of a derivative, which is rooted in copyright law. Now, the holder of a derivative can sell you're his bitch, essentially, pardon my French. He can sell you as many times as he wants, hypothecating, right? Hypothecate time and time again. And a holder has that dominion over you as long as the title doesn't transfer. Once the title transfers, then he loses that dominion over you. So what they did to be able to hypothecate and rehypothecate time and time again and sell you like a book and create a thousand mini-me's of you out there, what they did was they put in a system of licenses. And I'm going to read a paragraph here from the definition within this mortgage, within this MERS Nations Bank agreement. License. Now listen to this. License means with respect to any patents, any agreement granting any right to practice any invention covered by any patent, and with respect to any trademark, any agreement granting any right to use any trademark, and licenses means all such licenses. So basically, what we did was we, in effect, gave ourselves, made our, by signing that Fannie and Freddie document without knowledge of this, by uninformed consent, we allowed ourselves to be granting an exclusive license of our information, of our personal being, of our trade name, of our trademark. We gave it all to them so that they can...
Oh, hell no!
That's what that means. So, here's what you do. So, let's cut to the chase. Let's cut to the chase here and give the solution. Here's the solution, as I see it. What we're doing is we're fishing down the wrong holes, folks. We're digging down the wrong holes. We've got to get on the same page. We've got to recognize that these are mechanisms rooted in intellectual property. So what we need to do is we need to rebut and revoke certain parts of this Merged Nations Bank Agreement. Of course, the first part is going to be rebutting the Commonwealth of the State of Virginia, because we didn't agree to any of that. Second of all is to revoke all their licenses. Once we revoke their licenses, we create a situation where, by the operation of law, the title transfers back to us, and we're done.
Amen.
Does that make sense? You understand?
Absolutely.
That?
Yes.
It's absolutely. Simple. It's as simple as that, guys. It really is, because in this whole complex web, this whole complex matrix that we're looking at here, it all comes down to dominion and a license over a copyright. Now, the copyright is your hair break coming up.
Yeah, the break is coming up, but how powerful a spot to take a pause. Folks, we will be right back with Ken Dose, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember where you heard it.
Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our paychecks. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacabara Stewart. I am joined by Ann Carpenter, Texas 101, and Ken Dost, who has significantly blown my mind. Thank you, Ken. Really appreciate that, buddy.
Pleasure.
Oh, never a dull moment with you. So I'm going to give the floor back over to you and Laura.
Yeah, just look at that, thanks, you know. I was looking the easy way.
Woo, this is great stuff. I'm going to take a step back and give the floor back to you and Lori. I'm sitting here with my jaws hit the floor a couple times, and I thank you for it. Go ahead, Lori.
I am still sitting here going through some of these documents, still trying to figure some of this out. There is a lot of information, Ken, a lot of information and a lot of solutions coming our way.
Right. Well, you know, I do understand it's complicated. And, you know, it's complicated because this is something that's foreign to us. I mean, it's something that we don't have any knowledge of. And it's something that, I mean, we're talking about intellectual properties. We're talking about, you know, Coca-Cola, for God's sakes, you know, and things that we take for granted on a daily basis that we have absolutely no knowledge as to how they function or what their functional aspects are. Well, what they've done is this is what they've lured us into. They've lured us into a transaction, a very sophisticated transaction to which we had no knowledge. And it's not as if we didn't, I always look at it this way. I look at, like, okay, if I'm supposed to be a responsible consumer, a responsible person before I enter into a transaction, well, it's my duty to conduct my due diligence. Well, you know, they took all chance away of anybody conducting due diligence, competent due diligence, because the transaction is completely and entirely misrepresented. And it's not something like that you or I or any other consumer would go out and stumble across all this stuff. I mean, it's taken me 9 years to stumble across this stuff and figure it out. You know, they intentionally created a fabricated system. A complete fabrication that has nothing to do with reality. I mean, it's our reality because we're losing our houses, of course, but it has nothing to do with reality. It's a complete and total intentional fabrication, and it's so blatant, and they've done it so successfully. And you know why? You know why they've put this all in place to make sure that we don't ever get our houses, to make sure that we're thrown out of our houses and everything? Because at the end of the day, when you pull that onion apart, and you pull each layer back, it comes down to something very, very simple. And that's just what I was talking about. You transfer it, you cancel and revoke the licenses, and you transfer the title, and you take it all back. And it's done by the operation of law, and they're done with. They're done. They can't stop you. And it's all by the operation of law. Everything, you know, so all the stuff that we're talking about, all this stuff about the 14th Amendment and all this stuff that I see coming out, I get frustrated with. It's like, oh, come on, like, people, please, please, please try to understand intellectual properties. Try to understand that we're dealing with different things here. And I do realize it's complicated.
I get that, Ken, but one of the hard points, and I think that we all have a part to play in this, and the reason I say that is because many of the people have been indoctrinated to believe a certain paradigm of history, and we have an overwhelming amount of evidence that proves to them how a portion of history they were completely lied to. I think that is still a valuable asset. However,
yes,
that does not necessarily give all of the solutions and the remedies like you do, and that is where we need to take this further.
Yes.
The 14th Amendment is a great thing to illustrate to people how we were usurped, how we were lied to, how it was a step in the process leading to this direction. But it is not the be-all that ends all, obviously. We need to take the hour break. We will be right back with Ken Dost, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, where you will find solutions. Ken, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Photo ops. Photo ops.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.